Yeah, a very good evening. You're very welcome along to tonight's edition of Terrace Talk. We're live here from the five-star Great Southern Hotel in the heart of Killarney Town for this evening's All-Ireland special, the build-up to the big day on Sunday with Kerry Take on Mayo in the decider. Hope you're keeping well wherever you're listening to us from, if it's Dingle or Dubai, Ballymac or Boston, or here in the Great Southern or the Great Barrier Reef. You're all very, very welcome along, and I hope you do enjoy the next 2 hours of a preview chat that we'll have building up to the Men's All-Ireland Final next Sunday. We'll also be looking back, of course, on the ladies with a big win over Dublin in the semi-final on Saturday as well. And well done to them. Two All-Irelands to look forward to for the Kerry footballers. We're joined, as ever, by our panellists who we've taken out of the Tralee studio, Liam Brosnan, John Kennedy and Andrew Moynan, and plenty more guests along the way as well. You can get your texts and requests in for the Kerry team as well. We've got a lovely prize giveaway to our listeners, both those gathered here in the Great Southern in Killarney and those listening as well across the county and across the country as well. For Down for the Match, it's on Thursday evening, hosted by Thomas Niblock and Oisín McConville, along with some Kerry stars, Colm Cooper, Eamon Fitzmaurice, Declan O'Sullivan and Liam Hassett. So we've got two sets of two tickets each to give away. You can text or WhatsApp your well wishes for the Kerry team along with your name and contact details. That's 083 300 3300, or you can call studio where Conlon is based this evening, 066 712 3666. And if you're listening for further afield, you can email terracetalk@radiokerry.ie. So all you have to do is send your well wishes messages into us on text or WhatsApp, and you're in the hat for two tickets to go to see Down for the Match. It's on in the Glen Eagle Hotel on Thursday evening at 7:30, and another great way to build up to the All-Ireland. Well, I think Monday night's Terrace Talk, Liam Brosnan, is always a good way of kicking off All-Ireland Week in the Kingdom. Hurling done and dusted yesterday, and we can look forward to the main event for the Kingdom next Sunday.
It is, Ivan, and just looking down and seeing all the faces, a lot of them who we recognise. We probably wouldn't meet you personally, but we'd see you at a lot of games, and it's great. You know, always All-Ireland Final Weeks. You know, there's such a buzz, and everyone's looking forward to it. And of course, rooting and tearing for tickets as well. Nicely, we have a Mayo contingent over here as well. So it's great. You know, it's just the whole buzz of the whole thing. And I think, look, we'll get in depth into the game later on. But I think it's just it's fantastic. And that's the one thing in Kerry is our tradition. And that's one thing I'm big into as well. You know, when we were small, we were looking up to the likes of this fella here. You know, we wanted to get on that bus and we wanted to wear the green and gold jersey. And I think that's what happens. And that's why Kerry is such a good county that way. Mm. Because there's young boys and girls, I seen it last weekend above with the ladies, you know, on the field. And they want to be the next Kerry footballer, whether it's ladies or gentlemen. You know, so I think that's the one thing we're very proud of down here with the green and gold.
Yeah, absolutely. John, I suppose this week in general, we'll talk about maybe building up as a player in the past before, and obviously things have probably changed a good bit in those years as well. But the Monday leading into the All-Ireland, it's probably training this evening or tomorrow or whatever else. You're really starting to look ahead to the biggest game of the year now.
Yeah, no doubt, Ivan. For the players and their families, it's a big week. But for the supporters, it's brilliant. You can find it from midweek of last week on. It builds up, and you know, we said about the tickets, the scramble, and you know, the hurling yesterday set the tone. Limerick winning the All Ireland, and you know, there's people. No matter how many times you get to the All Ireland, you never get sick of it, really. And it's always different. The teams you're playing are different. The personnel are different, and the questions about the team, then the expectation. Will there be changes? And that's what leads up to it. But look, it's tradition in Kerry, young and old, and the colours are being put up. The jerseys are out there with the young and old, and it's a fantastic week for Kerry, and you know, for Patrick and the officers of the county board, all the hard work is done. Tickets are given out, and they can relax and enjoy it. And hopefully, they will go to Croke Park. I've often said it. You know, any team you're with, all you want them to do is to go out and perform to their ability. You can't ask for any more than that. And it's going to be a huge occasion. Mayo not expected to be in the final, I suppose, but under Andy Moran, you know, the Kobe McDonalds and the Dara Burns, and we'll talk about them later on. Youth with no baggage. You know, always coming into Croke Park. So the build-up is brilliant. And I think we saw it in the semi-final with Dublin, the parade with both teams, the colour, that's the best time of all. The expectation, you're ready for it. And, you know, it's unique. And also it has been spoken about, rival supporters sitting alongside each other in the stand and terrace. It's unique to the GAA. And, you know, we saw it in the World Cup in some of the games as well. But it's great to see that you can go in, you can support your team, and you can be passionate, and you can be biased or whatever, but you're sitting alongside a man from the opposition county, and that's what makes it. That's what makes it GAA. Great week. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully tonight week Sam will be back in the county.
Yeah, 100%. Andrew, John mentioned tradition there, and we're very, very lucky in Kerry here. No matter what kind of generation you are, you've seen Kerry in at least one All-Ireland if you were born last year. So it is kind of a good tradition week in Kerry, and that build-up, there's something about this week as well, the lead-up, looking for your tickets, everything else, booking the train, whatever you need to do to get up there, and all these kind of previews. It's all part of the big day.
Yeah, exactly. And John said as well, you never get sick of it. It's All-Ireland week. There's something different in Kerry, and in particular, I think this final now, heading into this weekend, I think it will probably have more of a spotlight than the hurling. Probably the hurling championship failed to deliver as much as it has in previous years. The football's taken the spotlight in the last couple of years since these new rules have come in. And what's been great for us is in the second year of the new rules, we've made both finals. And we've made four of the last five All-Ireland finals, which is hard to believe at times when you think we might have been struggling. But four of the last five All-Ireland finals is a great feat. And to win it on Sunday would obviously add to that, number 40 as well. Mayo, tough opposition heading into the weekend, coming game on game. Will we have the answers like we've had in the quarterfinal and semi-final when those questions have been asked of us? But it's a fantastic week, really looking forward to just the build-up and the buzz. Great stuff going on Thursday night as well. There'll be plenty of other preview nights and stuff like that. Looking forward to the Palace Bar in particular on Saturday night. There's a few haunts in Dublin City that Kerry fans usually find themselves in. So great week ahead, Ivan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's all part of it. Right, so our first two guests that aren't our regular analysts this evening, we've got Kerry County Board Chairman Patrick O'Sullivan, and we've got Kerry Football Games Development Officer Dr. Croaks, and of course Vince Cooper. Gents, you're very welcome. Patrick, I'll start with you, and look, I suppose there's great excitement amongst all of us and everything else. We're enjoying the build-up. I'm sure you can enjoy the build-up as much as possible, but it's a very, very busy couple of weeks for the County Board.
It is. It's very busy. It's actually you have to be organised before the semi-final. That's so far back because the run-in is very, very short, and we always pre-plan everything. And like after the match, we were measuring players for suits and stuff like that. And it's not being about being cocky; it's just being organised. And so we have a lot of heavy stuff is done now. It's just like John and Liam were saying earlier, it's the run-in now is the big thing, and hopefully that the team will perform, because at the end of the day, whatever you say about Mayo, they're definitely going to win sometime, and hopefully it won't be this time. But the one question is that we as a team, like we're getting over the games. We're at times we're not playing the best football we've played in our life, but we're figuring out a way to win. And whatever happens on Sunday, we'll need the 15 that are starting, plus the fellas who will be coming on, to make that difference, because Mayo will be coming with everything at us the next day. And if I was a Mayo person, I'd be saying this is a time to turn over Kerry. And it's just that even for the people in the county, just walk into this game rather than run into it, because there's a lot of expectations, and some expectations hopefully will be met, but hopefully be on our side anyway the next day.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Logistically, as you said, it's a big challenge, isn't it, Patrick Cohen? And especially since the split season format has brought it forward kind of a week. We used to have that sort of 3-week build-up. Now we've only got kind of the 2-week, if even. It's kind of 13 days more than anything else. That must be logistically challenging, but you've a big team working hard in the office.
Oh, yeah. When, I'll be honest, I'm very thankful for all the officers, for all the work they put in, and everybody be saying, what does that fella do and that fella does, but times like this, that everybody puts their shoulder to the wheel, and Peter Twist is over there dealing with all kinds of requests for tickets and trying to manage all of that stuff, and we're lucky that we have people who've gone through it before and capable of undoing it and putting things together, and we're happy enough on how things are preparing for us. But the one thing, though, I think with the short build-up to the game is the GAA is missing an actual point on how to promote the game. Because what it is, it's kind of, we're in the hurling final, finish it, we're in the football final, now we're finished, now we can turn on. But they're not promoting the game the way they should be promoting it. Mm-hmm. And they'll go on about, you know, the closed season, and if you're a county senior player, you have no time off. And it's when they're finished here, they'll have next weekend off, and then they're back playing with their club. And that will go on all the way for a lot of them until the end of October. And if they're successful at club level, like the three club teams we had this year, they went all the way until the end of January. So there's a lot of demands on the players and at the present. But look, hopefully now there's people are trying to change it, trying to extend it to another week. But I don't know how that will affect on club fixtures then. So there's a lot of things have to be thought out of.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been a great year rather for Kerry, and I suppose for the supporters as well, having three big games in Fitzgerald Stadium. You're looking at the Munster final, of course, against Cork, and then you've got the Donegal and the Armagh games as well. So really, really good chance to showcase Fitzgerald Stadium and Killarney, and having home games as well. It brought a huge kind of buzz to the town, and I'm sure the players fed off that as well.
It is, but it was a big buzz for the county, because the majority of these people, they couldn't get accommodation in Killarney. They stayed in different parts of the county. And when they come down, they're not just coming for 24 hours. They're taking a day or two, and they're doing a ring of Kerry, or they're going back to Dingle. They're doing something. And it's a big bonus, and it's important that the stadium is developed. If you go there regular enough, there's things that have to be fixed. And we're working on that, and we hope to get going at the end of the year and we'll start spending some money on it. But it's a big bonus to be playing at home, even for the players, because 90% of the time we travel, and even a neutral venue is up halfway up the country. And like if we were drawn out of the hat the other way around against Armagh, I mean, we would have been playing above an Armagh. And that's one place we wouldn't like to be going up there anyway, because I tell you, we play there in the league, and they're passionate supporters, and it's a long journey, but they know the home games and all that this year was a big plus, and at the end of the year the attendance will be up at all the games, which is a big plus.
Yeah, no, 100%. Vince, I'll cross to you, and I suppose look. Most people in the county will recognise your name for popping into schools and everything else, and just kind of developing the game in general. I'd imagine every one of the 26 on Sunday and the extended panel have been coached by you in some capacity in the schools around the county. It must give you a great pleasure to kind of look at a lot of lads there and say, I saw this fella in the monastery here in Killarney or Lisvigeen or whatever school you popped in to see them, and how well they're going to get up to this big level.
Yeah, it's nice, Ivan, to see so many of the players, particularly so many of these Kerry players involved in the county setup. I suppose Paddy and David Clifford came from a very small school in Addo, two-teacher school. Actually, Oisín Murphy, the jockey, came from there as well. So there's fair breeding coming out of that school now, in fairness. But it just shows you that there's footballers in every school, small or big. You know, we got a great opportunity to go in and meet the boys and girls, and it just shows you the level of talent coming through.
Yeah, and that's the big side of it as well. You see the under-20s, how well they did this year. We're looking forward to the minor county championship and everything as well. So there's so much going on, and it stems right down to the youngest players going into clubs and into schools at a young age to develop them the right way up and play football the Kerry way, maybe.
Absolutely, and it's great to have the volunteers putting in the amount of work they are as well, because they've had to start somewhere. Clubs have given huge time to players. Players respect that, you know, and they've come through the system, and the system is Kerry is as good as the system anywhere in the country for producing players. You can look over a large number of clubs who players represented on the Kerry panel. That shows the work that's been done in every village and town in the county, and great credit is due to the volunteers who are giving their time, and it's an investment in the future and an investment in Kerry.
When you go into school and see the likes of David Clifford at such a young age, and obviously a lot of people will stand out, but do you kind of spot? You claim you did anyway, Vince. But would you say you kind of looked at him and said, "This fella's going to be big when he gets up to senior level"?
Well, I was very lucky when I went into Tumaya Community School, because his house actually is very close to the school itself. So I'd say he'll kick the ball into the yard and get it himself and Paddy. But like, they're great lads, and like, we've an awful lot of people representing Kerry. Some of the players are giving back to their schools and coaching, like David and Gavin White are coaching St. Brendan's College, Shane Ryan is coaching McCroom at second level, Shawnee Shea is coaching Kimmare. So not only are they great ambassadors, but they're also giving back to their schools and their parishes and their schools, and that makes a huge difference. I mean, they're the role models in the county. They're what people look for, and kids love to see them coaching them outside in the schools. And not only are they great footballers, but they're great coaches as well.
and great ambassadors for us as well. I suppose at underage level, Vince, how are we kind of looking for the next couple of years? Plenty of footballers coming through your pathways and working with all the other GDAs, I'd imagine, as well. So Kerry in a good spot, I'd imagine, for years to come as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of teams out the weekend now. The under-14s were in Kildare, and the 15s were in Mead, and the 16s were in Cork. So we had a lot of teams active the weekend. And look, it's all experience. It's all getting to play and meeting other teams. And that's how you learn and develop. And it's great, in fairness, that the management teams are putting in so much time into the players. And you know, fair dues to them. They're volunteers as well, and they're giving up their own time to try and improve and develop all the players we have in the county.
Finally, Vince, to you, I mean, you've been involved in big days with Crokes and everything else, obviously, watching Cullum and all that nervousness as well. This All-Ireland week, I imagine players are being kept well away from the likes of us this week as well, but is it kind of hard to kind of escape, I suppose, really, the whole build-up leading up to it and just focus on the game?
Yeah, I suppose in fairness to the players, they have their routine, Ivan, and they're used to working with the routine. They'll probably have a session, maybe a light session Wednesday. They'll probably have a trial match Saturday, and it'll be very low-key for them. They'll stick to their routine, stick to what works for them. We have a lot of cool camps on this week now, and there's a great buzz around the place for the kids. The numbers are huge, and great amount of time being put into volunteers, giving their time and the coaches as well. So that's great to see in the county. And then, as the lad said there earlier, tradition is huge in Kerry, and we're hoping to look forward to the 40th title on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. So say all of us. Pat, just before you finish up with you, just to finally, I suppose logistically wise, a busy weekend, plenty of events going on, and obviously, win or lose, we'll have a homecoming this day next week.
We will. Hopefully, now it's a winning homecoming, and if we don't win, there'll only be one event, and that will be on in Tralee, because that decision was taken in 2019. That for the players themselves, like it's so hopefully we'll have homecoming all over the county on Monday night.
Brilliant, and it's always a great cause for celebration. Lads, thanks very much for popping in. I know you're busy with meetings and everything, Patrick, and Vince, you've plenty of matches and everything to get out to. So thanks very much for popping into us here. We're live from the 5-star Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. Good gang in here listening in to the preview as well. If you're in around Killarney or that general area, you're more than welcome to pop in. We're here until 8 o'clock. Plenty more guests to come as well. We've got those tickets as well to give away. If you pop in, you can win a pair in here, or you can win a pair on text as well. That's for down for the match, hosted by Thomas Niblock in the Gleneagle Hotel on Thursday evening. You can text or WhatsApp your well wishes for the Kerry team to 083 300 3300, and you could be in the hat to win a pair of tickets to go along to that next Thursday. But for now, it's just gone 20 past 6, so we're heading for a break on Terrace Talk.
From the sidelines to the stand, Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Yeah, you're very welcome back to the Great Southern Hotel here in Killarney. We're live for the All-Ireland preview show. It's always a great occasion when we do get out and about. It is nice to get out and about the studio as well, Liam, isn't it? You always know it's, I suppose, a big week in Kerry football when you see us out and about somewhere.
Yeah, and I suppose the weather as well, Ivan, it's great to be not looking out through a window, is it, that we can sit out in a pair of shorts, bark any day. Kennedy was afraid his legs, he got burned the weekend, so he's put on no shorts.
But, he put up the bunting, I heard, was he?
Yeah, no, but it's great, and it's great to see Batty in a pair of shorts here beside us as well.
Yeah, Batty just landed in as well.
Oh, he wants to draw me on him already.
That's early, he's already on the radio 30 seconds.
This is where the night show stops.
John, I suppose, I kind of asked you already, but just from your playing days in this sort of week now, is it sort of a nightmare when it comes to, I suppose, give you out tickets, and maybe your day was small, but different people might have paid at the gate and that kind of jazz as well. But that sort of kind of carry on and everything else, you do want to just focus on your training now, don't you?
Yeah, I think, Ivan, that's for kind of families, you know, it's that's always been there, the problem with tickets. And it's a great problem to have. But I think players, in my time anyway, you get your tickets, you give them to family, look after them. That was out of your hair. You could concentrate on the job. You're in what they call a bubble to know, and you're focused on the job in hand. You keep the concentration, and you know, I suppose when you get to the train on Saturday going to Dublin, you're with the lads then. Then that's when it really kicks off. But it's a fantastic week in any player's life, and you know, whether it be football or hurling or whatever, heading to Croke Park on All Ireland final days is special. And you know, it doesn't. People are lucky to play there. You know, listening to Gerard Hegarty in a brilliant interview yesterday after the hurling, he just said it like we're very fortunate. Anybody that marches behind the RTN Boys Band is fortunate. You know, because look at all huge numbers of players all over the country. Few get the chance of doing it, And we in Kerry are lucky. We've been there more than most. And I suppose on that, you know, Patrick has gone, but the Kerry County Board, and speaking to a few former players and a few current players in the last number of weeks, the County Board in Kerry, they're second to none. They look after the players brilliantly, you know, on and off the field, and they run a very professional outfit. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that they're so successful. Brilliant people involved. Nothing is left to chance, meticulous in everything they do, and you know the team follow on, and you know it's brilliant for the supporters, young and old, no matter what age they are. The new generation, they're looking in awe at their idols, and the older generation, they've been there, they can tell you about games 40, 50 years ago, and that's brilliant. And you know a man down there like Dan Dwyer, an encyclopedia of football in this county and in the country, you know, talking about Mayo and 75 years, and you meet those fellas all over this county, men and women, and that's what football means here in Kerry, and it's continuing to grow, and long may that happen.
Yeah, that's actually good what Andrew there, John, just picked up and just at the very end. It means so much to us down here, and it's not just your kind of All-Ireland week, it's the every game by game, the analysis we give it on the show week to week, and obviously great to be in the final again, but that's our love of football, it's the chat, it almost becomes a news story rather than a sports story, especially this week in Kerry. That again, sort of leaning on tradition and sort of, you know, the people with football knowledge in this county is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I suppose this isn't an arrogant thing to say that when you talk about Gaelic football, Kerry is the first county that comes to mind, obviously. We're looking for our 40th All-Ireland on Sunday. And everyone always looks to Kerry. You look to the Radio Kerry YouTube, what videos get the most views on Terrace Talk? It's the one we lose. It's the games we lose. They always get the most views because other counties want to see our views on the game. Referee decisions over the last couple of weeks have definitely been a hot topic, and how we view them, especially against Tyrone and Dublin. So look, it's as you said, it means so much more than just your typical game. Kerry, the All-Ireland will dominate the news section as much as the sports section heading into this weekend in your local papers in the Kerry Man, the Kerry's Eye, Radio Kerry here. It will be all the topics during the week, trains, tickets, councillors like Niall over here lobbying for more trains, stuff like that. So look, it's a fantastic week, and I do say, I think John made the point there about the tickets. If you are hunting for tickets, you will eventually get one. That's
Andrew's promise. If you don't have a ticket, ask Andrew.
And if you don't, get on to me, I'm sure I can sort you out.
You have to give yourself a long list of work there now, Andrew, for the rest of the week. Councillor Donnie Batty-O'Callaghan, welcome to the Southern. We're here in...
How are you, lads?
Very good. We're here in your hometown, my hometown. It's great to be out in Killarney.
It's lovely to see John here spending his summer holidays. Last time I saw him dressed like that, he was going to his Holy Communion.
First time in Killarney since he last played in Fitzgerald Stadium, I heard Niall as well.
Yeah.
I suppose, Niall, just again, that kind of build-up from, because you're involved in years gone by as well, that sort of build-up this week, it's all part of it, isn't it?
Oh, the build-up is amazing. It's great crack. From the minute as the Kitman, the semi-final is over, the amazing sponsorship and the sponsors that come on board and the suits are done and the sizing of the suits. We had a little bit easier of a run-in. We used to have 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Yeah. So it was easier for us to have a run-in and we could get away for a weekend and do a training camp and just relax, fellas. But I remember it's 1994 with Eamon. I ordered 46 suits, 46 sets of gear, 46 sets of bags. I can guarantee you that number is double now.
Yeah.
It's just gone so professional. And if I was to take something from it, I suppose, which disappoints me in a way, like when you're a volunteer and in the Kerry back room, and I'd like everybody in Kerry to understand this, that most of those people in the back room of the Kerry team are doing it for the love of the game. They're volunteers. Some people, yeah, are professionals at what they do and they get paid. But there's a lot of volunteers there. And their time and effort should be recognised by the fans and the supporters. But when you go to Croke Park next week, none of those people are mentioned in the programme. In 15 years, I don't think I missed a Kerry training session or a Kerry game. But I can never show my great-grandchildren or my grandchildren that, oh, look, my name is on the programme. Mm-hmm. And I just think those people in the background, as you were talking about earlier, they deserve huge recognition because they're doing it for the love of the game. They're doing it for the history that the likes of John and Liam and all the great Kerry players, Ambrose, and all those fellas that went before you. You're doing it because it's amazing to be involved. When I went up to the Fish Oil Stadium the first night Jack asked me to get involved, I was going up to watch training. When the stadium was open and everybody could go up to the stadium and watch the Kerry players kicking ball, and I used to love going up. And next thing Jack said, have you a pump? I said, I have. It's in the car. Do you want it? I brought it in. And he said, will you pump the balls? And that was it. It wasn't a case of, do you want to get involved? Pump the balls.
That's
and
it, yeah.
The next night it was getting two bags of ice to put into the ice best for Seamus Minehan. All of those things were a privilege to me. I enjoyed it. But I think it's gone to such a level now. I don't know if I'd enjoy it as much. It's very professional in terms of there's so many people involved. There's four stats people and every, and they're all doing a great job and they deserve to be recognised though. Mm. Everybody's talking about the players and they're talking about the management, and but those backroom people don't get the recognition they deserve for just making the effort. That you understand. You actually, Ivan, you understand. You're doing Kerry FC.
Mm.
And you lose the game above in Derry and you're getting into your van and driving in the van on your own. It's a long drive.
Yeah, not after the
for me, all of these days, I remember an old friend of mine, Vince Lennon, he used to be the kit man when I was there. I carry him around in my keyring. He's on my keyring. I suppose for me, loyalty is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And Kerry creates that loyalty. And the love of the game creates that. I love going to games. I don't care what it is. I was supporting the Kerry ladies in every game this year. I don't care. They're wearing a Kerry jersey. They should get the same amount of support as the men do. They should get the same amount of financial support as the men do. You know, so it's great being from Kerry because I suppose we're spoiled. We get to see this all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to see the great players like David Clifford. Jesus. Paddy Clifford. These are just, I mean, I got to see Gooch, I got to see Declan O'Sullivan, I got to see all those fellas. When I was growing up, it was the likes of John's team and fellas before John. He's not that old. I know he looks old, but he's not that old. But it, as you were saying, there's a tradition here, but I suppose I'll take it to the other side as being the kind of in the back room. The one thing you have to do is, number one, respect the position you're in because you have amazing supporters. And without them, you'd have nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you respect the players, the management, and loyalty. It's all there. But man, it's a great ride when you're there. It's so enjoyable. Do I miss it? No. But did I have a great time? Yes. It was so enjoyable.
That's what I must say about actually Keane Lynch's speech yesterday. He mentioned the kit man, which was nice. He mentioned that lady as well, the sports psychologist at the end, which was nice to recognise people you say that aren't mentioned on the programme as well. From your council point of view, Bahi, the town's looking fantastic. The bunting's gone up, I think, early last week as well, which is fantastic. It's great to see the town decked out in the green and gold well ahead of the final.
Yeah, we had an issue the last time. We had no bunting up, everybody was complaining. But we have a great town council. Our manager, Martin O'Donoghue, was on the ball straight away on Sunday. He rang and said, listen, our workers are doing this, we're doing this. The councillors, the seven councillors in Killarney said, hey, we need to get this done. So the seven councillors and the council staff, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, up in the hoist putting up the bunting and they're going to be left up so that we can welcome our ladies home in 2 weeks' time as well. And we also have the ladies under 18B final this weekend as well. So I'd like to wish them all the best of luck as well. But yeah, from a council point of view, it adds to the town. You have people coming from all over the country coming to Kerry and they see the bunting up and they understand there's a big game coming. And I mean, a lot of the people in the car park on the Monday night are people just walking up the street, tourists and who want to come and live what you were talking about, that you know, we're from Kerry. And that's not being cocky and, you know, people, oh, we have to be cool, we have to be cool. No, I'm going to Kerry thinking we're going to win. I'm not going to Kerry thinking we're going to lose. And I'm not worried about Mayo 71 years and I'm not worried about putting pressure on anyone. I just go to watch Kerry and I go to watch Kerry and when I watch Kerry, I'm going to watch them win. That's not cockiness. That's not overhyped or taking anybody at a disadvantage or being cocky or anything. I just want my team to win. And I think some of the people around the county know, if you take any advice from me, go back into your cupboard, get your flag and put it flying outside your house and show support for the men and the ladies for the next couple of weeks. Get some colour up. We have it in the town of Killarney. Put it outside your door, get your flags up. There's nothing wrong with supporting and being from Kerry and supporting your team. Like, how many hundreds of people are coming from John Fitzpatrick coming all the way from New York, flying in for the game, flying all the way back. He does this for all the games. You know, Jerry Rochford from London, they bring a plane over every game. These people love being from Kerry. But where you're in Kerry, sometimes we can be a little bit reserved. We see a fella going down the road with the flag, the Kerry flag on the car, we're saying, what's he doing? Well done, Tim. Congratulations, Tim. He's dead right. Get your flag out. Yeah. And come here. I live in the heart of Spa. So when the county final, and the Crokes are usually in it, when the Crokes are in the county final, I've got my Crokes flag up.
You like the colours.
Danger money.
You mentioned the tourists there. It's actually funny. Just while we were setting up here, there was a group of golfers came back. They played the old heads today, and they're after coming back in. And the porter, I see him crouched down, goes to the lad, said, oh my God, you see the hurling match yesterday? He said, no, the big one is this weekend. And it's the big football final with the green and gold up and the flags flying outside the hotel here as well. Liam, it is all looks like it is important to get the colour out, and it's starting to get there. And it said going into this week, it's always nice to see it. Killarney were up last week, plenty of areas. Imagine that the flags are flying in Corrow as well. But just in general, I suppose a big appeal to everybody out in the county to get them up now if you haven't them up already.
Exactly, Ivan, because I know the players, and we all say they're in this bubble, but they can see stuff and they can hear stuff. And you know, it's fantastic when you're involved and you see flags up. But obviously, when you're a player, you're trying to stay away from all the talk about it and the negativity and the tickets and all that kind of stuff. But when you're passing a business and you see a flag and you see the buntings, and you know, it gives you a bit of a lift. And I think that's where it's important from that side of it. But I'm going to get back to Batty's point and the role that Batty did. And I know for a fact, talking to the players when Bot was involved, like, they couldn't talk highly of him, you know, for what he'd do. And and it's a tough job, and he's on about Vince Lennon there, and John probably dealt with Vince Lennon as well when he was minor manager and stuff. But Vince gave me my first jersey as well. I think Paul Galvin had an interview not too long ago about you. But Vince was an out-and-out gentleman. Now, a bulldog, if you were on the wrong side of him. You know, he would eat you without salt. But like, you could go into the dressing rooms, and when you're a young fella coming into the dressing rooms with like some Marlis Fitz and Seamus Mine, and you forget your togs, you don't want to put your hand up and say, I forgot my togs or I forgot my socks. But Vince would spot it. It's no more like Batty would spot it. They'd have everything. They're like mothers to the team. That's what they are, really. Because everything from eye contact lenses to shorts, togs, boots, you know. And you would hear stories there about the players, how they, you know, usually some players might wear the same pair of togs every game, but other players get a new pair of togs, a new pair of socks in every game. I wanted a new pair every game because I want the togs at home, and I'd be giving them out to everyone in another kind of way. But what they done, and I would agree with Pat, with the crowd, that the volunteers that are involved in the background, they do it for the love of it. I know there is a great buzz in it, Patty, all right?
Oh, a massive buzz.
A massive buzz. But
the crack is brilliant.
Like no one sees January, February, March, you know, these months and these wet nights training as a player or being involved. Everyone sees the All-Ireland final or the Munster final in Killarney and the sun shining. Great days to be involved. But the effort that goes in is just huge, and they deserve massive credit because, look, we're heading for, hopefully, fingers crossed, our 40th. And you know, but there's a lot of guys in the background besides the players that take a lot of credit for that.
What's the strangest request you got from a player? I remind you, we are live on the radio, Batty.
I've had loads of strange requests. I've other fellas that you know that they're going to put the jersey at halftime into their bag and look for another jersey. So you just give them the other jersey, but then you go back into the bag and take the one that they took out and put into the thing. They were trying to sell them at the Rosa Tralee or somewhere else. But I suppose what people don't see, and I'd write a book about some of the stories, the friendships that are there. Like, for me, I look, all the Crokes fellas, as you know, I know them all, but a lot of the Legion fellas would be very, I wouldn't have known a lot of them until they come in around the camp, and like the likes of James, I don't know, isn't it great to see him doing so well outside of the game? And, and you know, he mentioned me one night about, you know, I see this lady now, the sports psychologist. The one saving grace about getting the bullet from the Kerry setup was that I got to save my money. No fella was asking me to go for coffee three times a day, and I'd have to buy the coffees. Like, there was nobody. But I'll tell you one funny story. We were staying in the Crown Plaza one night, big game, All Ireland final, and you know, we get to the hotel at 5 o'clock, and then you go for a kick around, and you come back to the hotel at 6, and you have your shower, and you go down and have your food, and then you go back up to your room for an hour, or hang out with the boys, go to the shop or whatever, and then you'd basically have a tea and sandwiches and a meeting at 9 o'clock, and then fellas are in bed by 10. That's usually the routine the night before a big game. So we got to the hotel, 5 o'clock, the whole thing, and in the Crown Plaza in Dublin, and at the time we were staying there, the door of each room, there was a little, it was a little glass plate and two screws on the side. So one of the boys decided that he was going to take the screws out and take the brass, the glass plate out. So room 216 was swapped with some room down the road. So there was about 6 or 7 different rooms moved, and they were in the keyholes then looking out into the corridor to see when the fellas came back to the rooms, and the key card wouldn't work. And one of the selectors who remains unnameable but played with you and a legend in the Stacks decided he'd go to his room and he couldn't get the key. The key wouldn't work, and he went down to the reception. 4 times he went down to the reception, and on the 5th time he came back up with the security guy trying to get into the room, and the boys were all in stitches, all the players just before an All-Ireland final, in stitches looking out the window of what was going on. And at one stage the selector decided we were going to leave the hotel. So there's great crack with being involved. What I would say is the players themselves, they're an absolute credit to their families. They're the time, the effort, and it's the fellas who are injured for Sunday. It's the fellas who didn't make the panel. It's the fellow who comes off the 26 for the fellow who gets on the 26. They're the tough, that's the tough station, those young fellas. And I know some of them are young, and you'll say they need tearing their crust, but like being around that Kerry setup and building yourself up and being a Kerry player and doing all the training sessions, and then you just don't make that 26 for the big game. That's tough. That is tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough because your training, as you said, since early January. Botty, unfortunately, we're out of time. We have to go to
break.
A real pleasure having you and getting that sort of, I suppose, inside story and like that. The message from Botty, get the county colours up this week if they're not up already. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back after we take these on Terrace Talk.
Terrace Talk All-Ireland Preview Special, live from the 5-star Great Southern Killarney, where sporting passion meets timeless hospitality. GreatSouthernKillarney.com.
Now you're very welcome back. We're coming live from the Great Southern Hotel here in Killarney, building up to the All-Ireland Final, of course, coming up next weekend, Kerry against Mayo. But our Kerry ladies, of course, yesterday booked, or on Saturday rather, booked their spot in the decider as well, beating the All-Ireland champions Dublin 2-16 to 1-9. A fantastic result, Liam, and great to have the ladies back in the fighting as well, and it just stretches out that build-up for us again for another week, doesn't it?
It does, Ivan, and it adds to the whole 2 weeks now that we're ahead of us, and like Patty said, we can leave the green and gold up, and really we can go mad now for the next couple of weeks football wise. But yeah, it was a fantastic performance on Saturday. The first 20 minutes was champagne football, really, you know, off the shoulder running, the two goals, if anyone's seen the two goals, no, it was Kerry football at its best. Off the shoulder, like I said, off the shoulder kick passing, and there was a bit of a blip there, but look, every team will get a purple patch, and I think the Kerry ladies really kind of, they hung in there and they got to half time and they kind of circled the wagons at half time and they came out and they gave such a kind of a professional performance all over the field. There's a couple of girls I want to mention, and you know, especially I suppose Anna Galvin, who did a suspected cruciate during the week, who's a huge loss to the Kerry team. You know, you'd feel sorry for the likes of Anna. You've caught Lynch, who did a cruciate earlier on the year, and Ava de Harty as well from Glenflesk. You know, so these are three girls, and I seen them, you know, being up in the gantry last day looking down. They're still involved, they were still doing tactics, and they were still, you know, writing things in bits of paper and all that for the management team, which is fantastic. But you would feel sorry because the effort that them girls put in, and then to be snatched away from you, especially Anna, 2 weeks before the biggest day of the year, you know, to do that. But you know, you could see she was on the sideline. She was really playing her part. But getting back to the game, like I said, like the likes of Niamh Carmody, Niamh Conacher, girls like that. I asked Joe, when Joe came on to me at halftime, what do Kerry need to do? I said, we need leaders around the middle of the field. And I think Sunday is going to be the same. You know, and any major games, really, you need leaders to step up when the pressure comes on. And definitely in the second half, the last day, likes Vima Costello, you know, girls like that, Danielle, Shifra, they really stepped up to the plate. And you know, our full back line have been exceptional all year throughout a tough league campaign as well. You know, so Kerry have been on a good road since the Cork game here in Killarney, and hopefully they're only one step away. And like you said, the buzz, it's great to have our ladies, our senior ladies, our senior men's. Look, every young boy and girl now, they want to be either a Kerry ladies footballer or a Kerry men's.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And a 10-point win, Liam, it's emphatic, isn't it? Especially against the defending champions. I know we've seen probably a different Dublin in the ladies game this year as well, but you know, to beat them by 10 points in the semi-final, that's a big, big win for Mark Burkside.
It was a big win, and Dublin coming into to their credit, you know, they lost a lot of players from winning the All-Ireland last year. A lot of them stepped aside. Hannah Terrell, who was player of the year, you know, and you know, for different other reasons, other girls stepped aside. No more than the Kerry ladies when they won the All-Ireland. Was it 13 or 14 when they went the following year? You know, so life goes on for people, but then you need people to fill in that space. And Kerry did a fantastic job. And Dublin, look, they're kind of rebuilding again. And but Kerry got off to a great start. It was the two goals, really. It was, I think it was 2-6 to 2 points within 13 or 14 minutes. And you know, and they pressed up in the kick out, which is huge now, as we spoke about the men's game as well, how vital the kick out is at both ends. You know, when the opposition are kicking it out, they had a full press. Dublin really struggled to deal with the Kerry press. And next, all of a sudden, like I said, we were 2-6 up before they knew it. And you're battling then straight away. But the 10 points then in the second half, Kerry just kept the scoreboard ticking over. That's all they did. No, we were giving out during the league why they were missing chances. And you know, there was times, and I've been on record saying it, that when you're going through to make that decision, maybe punch it over the bar. They had 5 punch points the last day. You know, so when you're up 6 points, just punch it over the bar, put it up 7. Dublin came down, got a point. Kerry went up, punched another one. Next, all of a sudden, you're 7 points again. Then you kick a point, you're 8 points. Just keep that scoreboard, keep that gap between you and the opposition. And the ladies are doing that very, very well at the moment.
Yeah, which is great to see. I'd like to have 2024 All-Ireland winner with us, Faye O'Donoghue. Faye, you're very welcome to Terrace Talk. Delighted to have you here in Killarney. I suppose we talked about yesterday's game first, Faye, and like that very, very impressive performance from the girls, and great to be back in another decider.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose to echo everything Liam has said there, they were phenomenal. I was up in Thurles on the day as well. A lovely day for football, first of all, anyway, so it was brilliant to be there. But their work rate, their effort, you know, every single one of them, 1 to 15, and the girls that came off the bench, they all added something. I thought they're, you know, of course, everyone talks about the inside forward line, they're so clinical. They're a massive part of that team. The likes of Shifra, Danielle and Jaden, you know, she's had a phenomenal year this year. She's really cemented her place in that team. So it was brilliant to see the likes of them, you know, getting on the scoreboard, getting their big games in.
How impressive have you been with Kerry this year? I mean, you look back at the league campaign, you're kind of playing Kildare on the last day to try to kind of survive. Then you had a really, really good Munster campaign, beating a strong Waterford team in the final. And now you've pushed all the way through, kind of in second or third gear, really, from the outside looking in. Is that you know, not no huge test for Kerry yet, and maybe yesterday or Saturday one of the biggest ones yet, but really impressive kind of middle part of the campaign for the ladies at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I suppose there was a lot of people that were probably doubting the Kerry ladies at the start of the year, and you know, where they could go with this team, but I think they've built in the right manner. Do you know, all those girls have got their time during the league, they've played their games, and you can really see that the girls coming off the bench, they have the options to bring on those impact subs, and I think they've built in the right way now, so yeah, hopefully they can push on and do one more.
Yeah, so go back to 2024 and winning that one was, you know, it was such a big win for Kerry ladies football. One that, you know, was coming for years. So to be involved in that panel was fantastic for you, of course. This kind of build up now, you've got the 2 weeks. It's similar. We're obviously looking ahead to the men's game this Sunday and the ladies one next Sunday. So that's our 2 week build up. The nerves and butterflies and everything else. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I suppose I was one of the very lucky ladies to come in on my first year and win an All-Ireland. And I know there's plenty of, you know, phenomenal players over the past years that haven't had the opportunity to get to that All-Ireland or to win that All-Ireland and get that medal. So I was very honoured to be able to do that. But I suppose going up to All-Ireland Day, you know, it's a massive event. It's something that you'll always look back on and smile. And I think for the girls now, that, you know, the girls especially, that it's their first All-Ireland Day out, is to really enjoy it, take in every moment, you know, take a step back from everything else that's going on and just enjoy the run up to it. And, you know, the girls that have been there before, they'll be taking on that leadership role and making sure that the girls who haven't been there before, you know, approach it in a positive way.
Yeah, and of course, have Hannah involved as well, was a lovely kind of sisters in arms. It's always a nice story as well. Were you nervous on the day? There's obviously going to be butterflies. Was it worse in the build-up or was it worse on the day itself?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, nerves are good. You know, you can channel them, use them to your advantage. But there's a real excitement there as well. So it's a bit of nervousness and excitement. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll call for big supporters. Obviously, a huge Kerry support going up this Sunday for the men's final. Always really well supported, the Kerry ladies, and they were as well in Thurles on Saturday. So I'm sure a good appeal out to, if anyone heading to Croke Park this Sunday, might go the following Sunday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we've been so lucky over the past few years that support has really began to grow, and you can really see it. You know, the women's game is growing, and rightly so. I think the All-Ireland is going to make for an absolutely brilliant game of football. But yeah, to put that kind of call out there for people, I know it's two weekends in a row to get to Dublin, but you've one big game coming up this weekend, but you have another one coming up the week after. So just to try and get up there in your numbers. I don't think people realise the amount of an impact it can make, you know, when you're on the pitch, having that support behind you. It can really lift you and bring that momentum to the game as well. So yeah, to put that call out there for anyone who can to get up there.
A real festival of football as well with the three games on. It's nice for even to go up and take the whole day in. You know, we talk about the All-Ireland and we've been giving out about the minor game not being on before. We go up and we watch a game at half three and we come home. But you have a full day of ladies football as well, which is a fantastic initiative, and it gives the junior and intermediate counties a good chance as well for a crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's going to be a brilliant day. I think it always is. So yeah, go up, make the most of it, and I'm sure there's going to be some fabulous games to be watching.
What have you made of the new rules since they were introduced to the ladies' game? Have they impacted it well, do you think?
Yeah, I think they've made a massive difference. I know, I think Kerry have really benefited from it. I think we have kind of, you know, we have the strength in the full back line to be able to handle the three up. And then look at the three forwards you have inside, the likes of Danielle, Jaden and Schieffer. I think they're, you know, really taking the most from those games. It seems that, you know, they've gotten their conditioning right. Everyone was flying the last day. And they seem to be up to the pace in terms of their fitness and things. So they're really utilising that solo and go and things as well. So they've definitely made a huge difference.
Yeah, you've taken a step away from the Kerry panel this year, but plenty of studies and everything. You're in a big PhD at the moment, are you?
Yeah, I'm in my last year at the moment. So I suppose you kind of have to weigh up when you get that phone call, whether you can make that commitment or not. And, you know, at the time, you just have to... You want to be 100% committed to the group, and if you don't think you can, I didn't feel like I could do that in both senses. So yeah.
Yeah, still plenty of time to go back though. Still another All Ireland in you, maybe.
Well, hopefully there's another few years in me. Hopefully I'm not too old yet.
No, fingers crossed, exactly. John, before we go to a piece of Keol here, I suppose it is fantastic to see the ladies back there again, and we've been following their progress all year as well. So nice again, as it's Liam earlier on. That's our double bill, the two Sundays in a row now. As much as we kind of give out about the condensed, nice to have two All-Irelands over two weekends to look forward to.
Oh, it's brilliant, Ivan. It's a great buzz, and, you know, well done to the ladies and management, everybody involved. It was a clinical performance, professional performance the last day. You know, as Liam said, they had leaders all over the field, and, you know, if Ian said there about the full forward line, you know, that's where the scores come from. But I thought around the middle there, Emma Costello, Niamh Cameron had an exceptional game. Her running at the defence and being fouled, heads up football. But it's the discipline they showed, and I think that we spoke several times throughout the year during the National League, and would they be relegated, and they weren't, but they've learned quite a lot from that, and they have evolved, and they're playing some brilliant football, and they're in there now after beating a Dublin team that have lost a lot of legends, we'll call them, and have given a lot to ladies football. But this is a team. I think Jaden Lucy is an example. She's come in there a corner forward, the confidence she's playing with, the way she tucked away the goal the last day, a player in the top of her game, and I think that comes from the management team, from the people involved. giving those players the confidence to go out and express themselves. And 60 more minutes now, it'll be another great day in Croke Park.
Yeah, absolutely will be, John. And we wish the ladies, as well as the men's, of course, all the very best. We're just taking close to 7 o'clock, so it's time for a piece of Kyole, as we said. And there are a couple of musicians here from Killarney going to play a set of local slides. We've got Rosie Healy on the flute, we've Brian O'Leary on the box, and Sam Fagan, and I think making a Terrace Talk debut with the bouzouki, I'd imagine. I've never heard of that being on Terrace Talk in the past, anyway. But a set of local slides to bring you to the top of the hour. We're live here from the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney for our Ireland preview. We're here until 8 o'clock. But for now, piece of Kyole.
Preview special live from the 5-star Great Southern Killarney, where sporting passion meets timeless hospitality. GreatSouthernKillarney.com.
Yeah, you're very welcome back. We're here for the second hour of Terrace Talk. It's Ivan Hurley with you until 8 o'clock. We're live from the 5-star Great Southern Hotel here in Killarney. We're delighted to be here previewing, as I said, next Sunday's All-Ireland, the big one between Kerry and Mayo. Plenty of your texts coming in as well. Of course, we're giving away 2 tickets to those in attendance here tonight, and 2 on the text line for Down for the Match. It's going to be hosted by Thomas Niblock. That's on in the Gleneagle Hotel on Thursday evening at 7:30. If you're not lucky enough to win the tickets, you can get the tickets online as well. It's all with thanks to Kerry GA, Thomas Niblock and Oisín McConville, along with Kerry stars Colm Cooper, Eamon Fitzmaurice, Declan O'Sullivan and Liam Hassett will be previewing the big game. As I said, you can text or WhatsApp your well wishes for the Kerry team, along with your name and contact details, to 083 300 3300, and we'll run a separate draw here for those in attendance in the Great Southern as well. Plenty of your messages coming in. Ivan Tynes Nest, which is Kerry, all the very best of luck. Best of luck to my niece Ashley O'Connell and all the Kerry ladies in their All-Ireland final. That's from Auntie Martina, who works in the hotel here for a long time as well, which is great. Best of luck to the boys in the Green and Gold on Sunday. That comes in from Mary. Another one here. Hi, I have great friends in Mayo. They are the salt of the earth. Would wish them well in their quest for Sam, but not at the expense of my native Kerry. Hopefully their experience will win the day for the kingdom. And that comes from John in Kilcoman, and loads more beside coming in as well. So do keep the messages rolling in. You'll be given a chance to win 2 tickets to that event, of course, on Thursday night. A couple of other competitions running on Radio Kerry this week as well. We're encouraging Kerry supporters to wear their green and gold for the All-Ireland Senior Football Final and share your photos with us here on Radio Kerry. The prize is a €100 Kerry GA store gift voucher. What you have to do is wear your Kerry colours, take a photo on match day on Sunday, and you can either text or WhatsApp the photo to 083 300 3300, or you can post it on social media and tag at Radio Kerry and at Kerry GA Store. You should show your support for Kerry wherever you're watching, and we'd love to feature supporters on our Radio Kerry social channels. As we said, one lucky supporter will win The 100 euro Kerry GA store gift card. It'd be lovely to get yourself kitted out as well. And the winner will be announced next Monday. Time to turn the kingdom green and gold and win the ultimate All-Ireland final golden ticket package. We want to show your support for the Kerry senior men's football team in a practical way while giving yourself the chance to enjoy an unforgettable All-Ireland final weekend. Kerry GA and us here in Radio Kerry have teamed up to offer one lucky supporter an incredible golden ticket package for the All-Ireland senior football final, with proceeds going directly back to the Kerry Players Fund. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the All-Ireland Senior Football Final, City Centre Hotel accommodation in the Ree Plaza, the Gresham Hotel in O'Connell Street in Dublin for two people on Saturday, July 25th. You'll also get €500 spending money, two tickets to the Kerry GA supporters event in Café and Sen on Sunday evening, July 26th. The opportunity to take part in our Radio Kerry Outside broadcast from Dublin and exclusive Radio Kerry Match Day merchandise. Every ticket purchase helps the Kerry's players when giving while giving you the chance to win an unforgettable All-Ireland final experience. The tickets are €5 each, or they're 3 for 10, and to enter simply visit radiokerry.ie/KerryGA and purchase your tickets online, where you'll also find all the terms and conditions. The draw closes at 4 o'clock on Thursday and the lucky winner will be announced live on Radio Kerry's Kerry Today with Gerry O'Sullivan from 9 to 11 on Friday morning. Wouldn't that be a lovely phone call to get as well? Back to the football. Impossible, we haven't even got a chance to look ahead to the game yet. Brendan Keely joined us on the couch as well, which is great. We'll get to Brendan in a second, and we know how important the kickouts are, Liam, as well. But just in general, I suppose, from a Kerry perspective, we're fierce confidence around the county, I suppose, yeah, which is a great thing, but oftentimes that can backfire as well. So I think Patrick said it earlier on, to walk, not run into this All-Ireland and see where it takes us.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, Batty, in the other hand, was probably 100% right as well. We are Kerry supporters. You know, a lot of, some of us were lucky enough to wear the green and gold, but we are Kerry supporters, and we're expecting to go to Croke Park to get a result on Sunday. We know it's going to be tough. We have to be cautious. I think Limerick are after printing the blueprint for us yesterday, the way we have to attack the game from the word go. I think our energy has to be high. We have to have an appetite. I thought in the last couple of games, maybe our energy wasn't as where we'd be hoping for. I think the Dublin semi-final, I think we've learned a lot from that. I think it was a great win on and off the field, because we won that game without playing to our peak. And I think there's a lot more left in us. There's more gears. And I think these guys now, the likes of David Clifford, knowing David down through the years and the rest of the guys, no, there's an All-Ireland medal up for grabs here. This is the peak. This is where you wanted to get to when you start the training in January. This is where I want, and it's 70 minutes. And I think we will see a Kerry team that will come out. Something similar to what Limerick did yesterday. No, I think their energy will be high, and where that takes them then, we'll hopefully it'll bring us up the steps. But like I said, Mayo are going to be a tough opposition. They're young. They're coming with no baggage to Croke Park, a lot of them. Now, the only thing, all right, I know people are saying they have a free hit. You don't have a free hit. This is an All-Ireland final. There's no such thing as a free hit in an All-Ireland final. You either play or you don't. So that's on their side of it. But I think if Kerry can play to their ability, and I do think there's more gears, and I think the semi-final was the best thing that ever happened to us. We had that little bit of luck to get over the line, but I also think that we know that following week after the Dublin match, there would have been a lot of stuff being discussed, a lot of things being planned in the field, and I think that was a good eye-opener for us.
Yeah, Andrew, you're a good man for the stats, and we've often joked that you're our resident stats man, but we're going to be talking to Brendan in a second, and how the goalkeeping role has changed now, and how important that was against Dublin in particular. That first half, I think we mentioned last week, was a one or two kickouts all that Kerry lost in that first half. So that'll be a crucial part of this game on Sunday, if we can win our own kickouts and hopefully overturn some of Mayo's.
Yeah, you're looking at probably between Shane Murphy and Livingston for Mayo, you're looking at the two all-star goalkeeper contenders. And just coincidentally, they meet in the final. So it may be whoever wins the final, you're automatic all-star goalkeeper. But what a year it's been for Shane Murphy. I think it was Liam who said it last week, kind of piped up and said, is he in that player of the year category? Can he get nominated for that? Should Kerry get over the line? And it's not a crazy thing to say, given the turnaround from the National League to Championship. I mean, you can see how well he's been on kickouts in the Championship. 86%, 70%, 68%, 84%, 74, 84 and 63. We're averaging winning 3 out of 4 of our own kickouts in the championship. That's remarkable from Shane Murphy, and that's probably our best even in years. The understanding between him and the midfield, we have that 4-4 split now between the midfield and the full forward line. That is going to be so crucial at the weekend. Mayo have a great midfield in Jack Kearney and Bob Toohey, but having four lads, and as Jack said, the injuries have taken a while just to get everyone back onto the field. It takes its time, but having Dermot, Joe, Mark and Sean O'Brien all on the field is so crucial for Kerry. Maybe we might talk about our defence being a bit lax at times, but we haven't conceded a goal in 4 games as well as that. And fantastic percentage on our kickouts. Mayo have broken even on their kickouts in the last 2 games, so Kerry probably have the advantage in that regard, but Mayo definitely, they'll be looking to breaks at the weekend. How Dublin could definitely get onto the breaks in the semi-final, they definitely rattle Kerry a small bit in that regard, so that'll be very interesting to look out on. But I'd have fierce confidence in Shane Murphy and our four midfielders at the weekend.
Yeah, 2015 All-Star winning goalkeeper Brendan Keady, of course Kilcoman has joined us in the Great Southern here in Clarny as well. Brendan, you're welcome first and foremost. The new rules and everything else, and it's kind of changed the game a good bit, hasn't it? And you're kind of looking at it now from a goalkeeping perspective, and it's gone from being the really good shot stopper to having to be really, really accurate from the kickouts. It's probably changed a small bit since you were there, but in terms of that this year, we've really seen good improvement from Kerry, haven't we?
We have, and just to back up what you were saying there, like Shane Murphy is on top of his game, and he's a guy who's really... he's in that good place, you know, that all players strive to get to, and that's fantastic to see. And yet the new rules, initially when I heard about them, that they were changing the kick out, I thought they'd gone a step too far, you know, and I thought they were kind of straight jacketing goalkeepers into, they just want this ball to be kicked out long and fight for it out there. And I know Kieran McGeaney has spoken well about that this year, but I think goalkeepers are really stepping up to the plate now, and none more so than Shane this year. Still offering that variety, but the kick out, yes, the goalkeeper is the man who kicks the ball and has to make the decision, but he's only as good as what's been offered to him out the field as well. So from a team point of view, Kerry are really excelling at that at the moment. And obviously the next day will be another step and they'll have to raise it again. But just to see the variety and the creativity, I suppose, that's still there with the kick outs, even though it was looking like it was going to be curtailed somewhat, you know, initially.
In the cauldron of Croke Park on a big match there, even inside in Clarny Munster final, oftentimes the keeper who's getting a small bit of stick on the kick out or maybe delaying or whatever else, and kind of how important is it to kind of keep a cool head in that situation, because all of a sudden, you know, it can go from a 3-point lead, and we've seen with the 2-pointers how quick a lead can kind of come down now as well. So as a goalkeeper, just being able to keep your head waiting for that movement outside, it must be really, really important to kind of be mentally strong for that as well, especially in Croke Park.
Yeah, that's the crux of it, really. If you brought any inter-county goalkeeper out to a field with a bag of balls, they would kick all day long and look fantastic. But the difference is when the pressure is on, and it's that mental side and that emotional side, and just staying calm, because, as you said, the crowd can get on top of you, the referee can get on top of you, your own team at times can get on top of you. You just need to back yourself, stick with the plan, and it's all about decision-making when you're standing over the ball. At this stage, technique and everything like that is there. That's not the problem. It's just making that right decision. And once the decision is made, just conviction with that decision then.
That's tough in a high-pressure environment, though, isn't it, when there's 82,000 people, half of them roaring for you, half of them roaring against you?
It is, I suppose. It's people have often said goalkeepers are maybe a little bit mad, and maybe that's part of it. We relish that situation, you know. But that's the way you have to look at it. You've played and trained all your life to get to that stage in Croke Park where everybody wants to be, the crowd on you, and that's your moment, do you know? The forward will have his moment, the midfielder will have his high catch, the goalkeeper, it could be a save, it could be a penalty stop, or it could be a kick out at a crucial time that we've seen Shane Murphy execute, we've seen Shane Ryan execute over the years, and that can be the difference maker. It mightn't be something spectacular, and it's holding that nerve at the crucial time, and that's where all the prep work and the preparation and the everything that goes into it can all come down to that one moment in the game.
I've covered a couple of Kilcoman games this year in the County League. You've been taking on the 2 points yourself from distance. Would you like to be in goals for Kerry in this day and age, or would you prefer back in the early 2010s?
No, I'd enjoy it, I have to say, yeah. The 2-pointers, can obviously goalkeepers have been kicking frees now for a number of years. since our friend in Dublin probably started the trend a few years back. But it'd be good crack to be playing it now as well, yeah.
I suppose that you're looking at this year, obviously Shane Ryan unfortunate, I suppose, with injury, and as you said, Shane Murphy really stepping up, and in particular kind of as the year has gone on, he seemed to get stronger and stronger. It kind of brought me back to I suppose yourself and Brian, we kind of really two good strong kind of goalkeepers and fighting for that kind of number one jersey as well. It can be one of the most difficult positions on the pitch, can't it, because there's only one jersey for a goalkeeper. You could slot in anywhere in the 14, a lot of them could anyway, to try to get a jersey outfield, but there's only one goalkeeper. That sort of mental resilience, and it's kind of paid off for Shane Murphy now that, okay, unfortunately Shane Ryan's been injured for the year, but Shane Murphy has kind of stepped up and proven you know, why he's in there in the Kerry setup as well, and no more so than maybe Sean Brody would have stepped up if Shane Murphy got injured as well. So kind of good that the kind of keepers are there for us as well, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Like, you know, we've been fortunate to have that. Like, Shane has played the backup role there the last couple of years, and I know for, like, he's held in very high regard within the group, and you know, whenever Shane Ryan had to step back before, it was never a, you know, a panic moment or anything, because lads have such confidence in Shane Murphy as well, and the management do as well. And you know, even as a backup goalkeeper, knowing that you have that, you know, the lads have the belief in you, the management are backing you as well, just go out there and show what you can do, because especially with the game now with black cards, you know, I've seen more goalkeepers, I don't know, maybe dropping out through injury and stuff in recent years for different reasons. So the backup, it is very important to have someone in that number 16 position, but someone who's ready to go as well. And you know, Shane has gotten the experience over the years. Everybody has known at a local level what he's capable of, George performances with Dr. Crokes and that. So it's just a matter of, and I'm sure he was only chomping at the bit, waiting to get a run of games, because sometimes when you get a game here and there as the backup goalkeeper per se, it's, you're playing with that extra little bit of pressure, and if one thing goes wrong, people are saying, oh, sure, that's why he's the number two. And you know, but to get the run of games is all you're asking for sometimes. And I'm sure Shane was the same, and he's just really shown he's built game on game, and the league can be testing because conditions, especially with those new kick-out rules, you can't really show your full kind of deck of cards. But as the year has gone on, conditions have improved and stuff, he's, you know, just excelling game on game.
Yeah, and obviously tough as well for Shane Ryan, you know, this week as well. You know, I saw him out in the pitch, he's out kind of kicking more ball. He was in the extended panel the last day as well. Tough on that as well, you know, going to, you know, big weeks with injuries. And I know you've been kind of maybe injured all year, but kind of going to these big weeks now, it must be tough missing out if you're in the physio beds out in Curran's as opposed to being out in the pitch.
As I said earlier, it's where you want to be. But Shane Ryan, like, he's not just a top class goalkeeper. Shane's a top class person as well. And himself and Shane Murphy have it's kind of a special relationship for two guys who are essentially in competition. But they're buddies, and they help each other in the position at training and egg each other on and encourage each other. So, like, I've no doubt he's been a massive support to Shane Murphy during the year, because that's the connection, the relationship the two of them have. It's competition, yes, but we're all in it to get an All-Ireland for Kerry, and that's ultimately what it is at the end of the day. So having Shane in around the group, he's a massive presence in the group, and also for Shane Murphy as well is a huge bonus. And there's a reason why Shane Ryan, we are seeing him on the pitch at halftime and stuff like that, because he is a very positive and excellent influence around the place.
Yeah, a real big part of it as well. Brendan, finally, before we let you go, I suppose it's the second year of the new rules, and Kerry have won All-Ireland in their back pocket, and they're in a final on Sunday. So Kerry have really kind of taken those new rules on. How do you see this one going on Sunday? Kerry are the bookmakers' favourites, and a lot of people talking there, but Mayo won't be an easy feat either, will it?
Yeah, no, and I suppose that's maybe a new challenge for this Kerry team, is going into an All-Ireland final with that weight of expectation, being favourites, a Mayo team who wouldn't have been fancied a few weeks ago, let alone the start of the year, maybe to be in this position. So that brings its own pressure in terms of dealing with that. So that's a new challenge, and maybe we'll bring that kind of new edge to the lads, I think, because it's an All-Ireland final, but can we deal with this? Can we deal with this this expectation? And there's lads there with plenty of experience. There's also lads who are maybe going for their first medal. But that experience does count for a lot. Yes, Mayo have history behind them, but I think from their point of view, they'll be saying there's a line in the sand. This is a new team here, and, you know, we can write our own history. So that in itself, then, from the Kerry angle, can bring that edge and bring that motivation. So to answer your question, I think Kerry will do it. It won't be straightforward, as no All-Ireland final really is. You have the exuberance of youth there with Mayo as well, so that'll have to be handled and curtailed. But I'm expecting Kerry to be on the right side of it.
Brilliant. There's a couple of Mayo supporters in the room that won't like you here in Saffron. If we get their view after we take a break, we go to that in just a second. You are listening to the Terrace Talk All-Ireland preview special live here from the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. And we'll be back with plenty more football chat after we take this quick break.
Terrace Talk All-Ireland Preview Special, live from the five-star Great Southern Killarney, where sporting passion meets timeless hospitality. GreatSouthernKillarney.com.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, proud to support the heart of Kerry sports.
Yeah, very welcome back here to the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. We're going to go for another musical break now, and this song only came out last night, would you believe it? So fresh from release, we're delighted to be joined by Dave Buckley, who has the sound of the Kerry All-Ireland Tilt in 2026 out at the moment. It's called The Drive for 40 is On, and Dave is here to perform it live for us.
Now a day out of Kerry is a day wasted, but we're back on the road again. Let the traffic flow for the two in a row, we're primed for another win. Our team is steady, they're fit and ready, for they are the champions. Now a day out of Kerry is a day wasted, the drive for 40 is on. It's on. It's on. For we are the champions. We're gonna beat Mayo for the two in a row. Yes, the drive for 40 is on. Back to back, let's do it for Jack. He hasn't done it before. With a team to aspire to the Sam Maguire. Now, Kerry, you can do it once more. And hearing on the telly, our radio Kerry, with Timmy and Ambrose. Now day out of Kerry is a day wasted, the drive for 40 is on. It's on. It's on. For we are the champions. We're gonna beat Mayo for the two in a row. Yes, the drive for 40 is on. Let the flags fly high, they be butterflies, as all Ireland Day draws near. For our county's fame, they play the game, respect but never fear. May the staring stop like the Skellig Rock, when the green and gold they done. Let's cheer our heels to the victory, for the drive for 40 is on. It's on. It's on. For we are the champions. We're gonna beat Mayo for the two in a row. Yes, the drive for 40 is on. It's on. It's on. For we are the champions. We're gonna beat Mayo for the two in a row. Yes, the drive for 40 is on. Hallelujah, willaloo, hallelujah, turned up Sir Bill. Hallelujah, willaloo, hallelujah. Sam McTaughton.
Well, there you have it. Dave Buckley and The Drive for 40 is on. A fantastic penned tune there. Well done, Dave. It's always here in All Ireland Song, Liam. It's always upbeat and a bit of crack, isn't it? It's the soundtrack that I'm sure that'll be played right across Radio Kerry throughout the week as well.
Dave is always fantastic. That'd make you want to put on your boots and a jersey and run straight away, wouldn't it? Get you going. But Dave has wrote several songs. You know, he's not too far over. A local man over the road from myself, and he's talked very highly in the music side of it over Cora Scatterlin's side. You know, so. But the only thing, I was a bit disappointed in myself in John Kennedy last year when he wrote the song about Timmy and Ambrose, that he never mentioned the two of us. John.
No mention. You know, so. That's the next one. We want a Terrace Talk song next.
Next song now.
There we go. We'll have that for this time next year. Hopefully looking ahead for another Odd Ireland. I don't think you were ever in one as a player, John, as well, were you? You were never in a song as a player, were you?
No, I don't. They don't think so, Ivan. No, no.
Oh, we left out.
We hadn't Dave around that time.
We could have had him on a while ago. Right, we have to go to another break on Terrace Talk, and we'll be back getting. We'll cross over enemy lines, as I think, after the break, and we'll hear from the Mayo side of the house, a few Mayo residents in Clarny looking ahead to the game as well. So we take another break. You're listening to Terrace Talk live from the Great Southern Hotel here in Clarny.
Terrace Talk All-Ireland Preview Special, live from the five-star Great Southern Killarney, where sporting passion meets timeless hospitality. GreatSouthernKillarney.com.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, proud to support the heart of Kerry sports.
Yeah, you're very welcome back to Terrace Talk. Just short of half an hour to go now. These nights absolutely fly by. We're live in the Great Southern Hotel, the five-star Great Southern Hotel, and recent five-star as well. So massive congratulations to them. Right in the heart of Clarny, of course, just beside the train station, plenty of matchgoers. We walk you up past the front door of this place come Sunday morning. And thanks a million to everybody here in the Southern, all the team for looking after us this evening as well. But unfortunately, the security at the door let two Mayo supporters in. I tried to stop them, and now they're after coming up, and they're coming up on the radio, and I tried to stop them as well. But we're going to have to talk to them now, lads, I'd say, because they're here now. It would be rude not to. No, delighted to welcome Mayo supporters here in the county. Vince Murphy and Margaret O'Donoghue, both from Killarney. Originally from Mayo. We're going to say they're from Killarney now. They're here long enough. Margaret, absolute yes. Pleasure to chat to you.
Thank you.
I don't want to give your age away on air, so I wouldn't be fair to you, but you were around the last time Mayo won an All-Ireland.
Yes.
Talk to me about that feeling.
I was 16 years old at that time.
Can you remember it?
Oh, I remember it well, yes. Oh, it was tremendous. It was great celebrations and great excitement before the game and after. I'm talking about the 1951 now, so I remember that one.
I'd imagine you didn't imagine you'd be waiting this long to see Sam Maguire going back to Mayo again, did you?
No, never.
Do we believe in the curse?
Absolutely not.
There's no curse in the Mayo team.
No, I never heard about the curse until I read Keith Duggan's book, House of Pain. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I came across anything about a curse.
Yeah.
And anybody I asked about afterwards, any Mayo people that never heard of it either.
So it's only an old wives' tale, maybe.
A fallacy.
Yeah, but we'll see on Sunday. If it's another one without, we might start believing even more, hopefully from a Kerry point of view. But no, all jokes aside, it's obviously great to have Mayo back. There's been a little, I suppose, a camaraderie between Kerry and Mayo over the last couple of years. They've met in a good few finals back along the way as well. So yeah. Always a bit of fun, I imagine, when Kerry and Mayo are playing each other down in your house.
Yes, but not so much when you're at Croke Park like 2004 and 2006 and see what happens.
Yeah, I presume you've got plenty of belief that young Kobe and the lads might lead you on to an All-Ireland this year. It would be great for him, wouldn't it? He's a young fella heading off to Australia to pick up an All-Ireland medal before he goes away.
It's for him to get an All-Ireland medal, but one of my sons told me that Kerry will win by 10 points.
So I like his attitude.
It's hard to be optimistic.
Well, he could be eating his words come Sunday evening. Vince Murphy, you're another Mayo man exiled in the kingdom as well. What's it like wearing that jersey around town at the moment?
Pride. yeah, it's a bit of crack, you know. I'm here over 40 years, and there's nothing but friendship between Mayo supporters and Kerry supporters. Even coming down after losing All-Ireland to Kerry, you're sitting in a train carriage and Kerry people are just, we're analysing the match. We're not, there's no bad blood, there's nobody slagging you off. It's just appreciation of the game. And I think that's why Kerry are so successful. And possibly because Mayo love the game, that we're so desperate to win one, you know. So, but hopefully, just listening to the song there, going for two in a row, it's an omen that Mayo might win Sunday, because the last song was five in a row, And look what happened then.
There we go.
Kerry lost, so we'll grasp at straws, you know.
We'll just... What, Dave? We might take that down that song there now if we get a chance again. It's like, it'll be like the picture of Jack in the wedding dress we get it taken down after a day. Vince, I suppose in general speaking, it's been disappointment for Mayo. You've had some great days out and everything else, but just can't get over that sort of final hurdle and that sort of hurt. You'd imagine it'll start to push them on at this stage, and maybe that man in charge anymore, and he's had enough hurt over the years as well to maybe get one back over on Kerry this Sunday.
Yeah, look, it's time now. 75 years is an awful long time to be waiting. And I know the lads have said here earlier that they're not carrying baggage, but I'm afraid we're carrying 75 years of baggage. But it's hard to get, once, like, hopefully with the new kids on the block as such, that they'll have no fear. They'll go out and have no fear. And who knows, like, it's a 50-50. Kerry have some fantastic players, not just on the starting 15, but the bench and the backup, the experience they have, the skills and everything. But if Mayo brings passion, pride, and who knows, and a performance, which is very important, then hopefully near 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, yeah, we'd be walking up those steps and saying, Tall on us, you know. So,
yeah, it would be a magic moment for me. I'd imagine the county would come to a standstill, wouldn't it? Fingers crossed.
Yes, I'm getting emotional now thinking about it. But it means an awful lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Vince. And you can, it goes to show, Liam, doesn't it? I mean, the Mayo people are really, really passionate about their football as well. And if it was in any other Ireland, I think we'd be wishing Mayo all the very best on Sunday. But unfortunately, not in our hearts to do it. But you can see the passion they do have for football, and, you know, the support they bring to matches and everything else is second to none.
It's huge, and they're genuine. And you can see the passion in the two voices there, you know, how much it would mean to them. And I don't want to be flippant here or anything, but I think if the final whistle went on Sunday and we were at the wrong side of it, I don't think any of us would begrudge Mayo and All Ireland. Mm. No, I know you'll have a few, but I don't think deep down, you know, there's a lot of other teams that we wouldn't like to see winning. They're not going away, and we won't mention them. But I suppose for Mayo, you know, they've travelled so far. For years of, and I suppose it is hurt, really, isn't it? When you get so far and you can't cross the line, and I suppose, and then there's credit due to the players as well, because how do you keep going back in January, and that hurt is constantly there. But unfortunately, I suppose I just think that they're meeting an exceptionally good Kerry team, you know, at the moment, probably. He's spearheaded by one of the greatest footballers that we'll have ever seen. You know, you just look at it there, I think I have it written down here, like, he's after scoring 6.31 from play. You know, so that's something Mayo will have to deal with on Sunday, is a man called David Clifford. You know, Ryan, I don't know who's second in the scoring charts. Mm-hmm. He is only 2.22 from play. You know, so there's a huge difference there. But look, it's a, like the lad said, it's a once-off game, it's a two-horse race. But I just think that experience that we have, plus the players that we have at the moment and what we've gone through in the last couple of years, I just think it's going to be a big ask for him. And I just hope that I won't be looking down with Tim and Ambrose, coming down the road with Tim and Ambrose on Sunday after Mayo beating us, because that will be a long drive home.
It'll be a long drive home with those, I'd imagine, anyway. John, you know, you mentioned there, one thing we'd have to watch with Mayo is they do like to score. And you see, you know, I was 3.23 they put up against Louth a couple of weeks ago in the semi-finals. So, I mean, you're kind of looking at, they like scoring and they're able to score. We've seen how strong Kerry's defence has been this year, but maybe some cause for concern that Mayo are able to tag on the points when they need them.
Yeah, and I think the way they've come back from the Connacht Championship, there's great credit due to Andy Moore, and he made a few big calls, none more so than Livingston, the keeper, like, came in for his first championship game. You see the full forward line they have of young Dara Burden, Ryan O'Donoghue and Kobe MacDonald. These guys are playing with a freshness, you know, they're scoring freely, but I think they're playing football up front like Andy Moran played. You know, he played off the cuff, he played with a bit of abandon himself. They're going for it, they're kicking. They're similar to Kerry in a lot of the ways in their game, in the last three games in particular. Their kick passing is excellent. their work rate all over the field. And as Liam said, you know, I suppose going into the Louth game, a lot of people were saying Louth, a fairy tale getting to the All Ireland, but they were, apart from being down to 14 men, they were well and truly beaten by Mayo all over the field. And I think the strength and depth that they have, the guys they have to come on, and you know, the likes of Jordan Flynn and Conor Loftus, you know, they've rejuvenated Stephen Cohen in the wing. But they're coming up against a very good Kerry team. And like Liam said, David Clifford, you can add Paddy into that. You can add Shawnee Shea. And I think Jason Foley's a real rocket at fullback. He's playing outstanding football. They got a fright against Tyrone. They got another a lot of questions as against Dublin. But they've answered those questions really well. And I think they're road tested. These guys know that there's going to be nothing soft in Croke Park against Mayo. It's going to be a real game. It's going to be a game of football. Because Mayo will go at it, and as Dublin did, and I think the negative tactics and men behind the ball, the new rules have abandoned that. Mm-hmm. The two pointers are going to be huge. So it has the ingredients of being a really great game. Kerry are favourites, and I think rightly so. But you know, if you disrespect Mayo, you'll disrespect them at your peril. I think they're a very good footballing team, and they're ahead of their time. I think nobody in Mayo would have envisaged them being in All-Ireland this year under Andy Moran, but they are. And I don't think there'll be people talking about next year or the year after. You're there now. And in Kerry people, I met him in Croke Park for the quarter-final weekend, and they wanted to see Kobe MacDonald. Isn't that what it's about, Gaelic football? You know, people all over the country want to see David Clifford. This is the next David Clifford. You know, and unfortunately we're going to lose him to the Aussie rules, but what a talent. You know, going up in the air in the semi-final against Louth, it was majestic, reminiscent of Shawnee Welsh against Dublin in 77, went into the clouds. Great talent. So it has everything, really. It has, the expectation is it'll be a great game of football, and hopefully it will, you know, because sometimes finals can fall flat, you know, with nerves and tension and that. But, you know, it hopefully it will be a great game.
Absolutely, hopefully it will be. Margaret, prediction, was the 75-year wait going to end on Sunday?
I hope so. The heart says Mayo, but logic says Kerry, I'm afraid.
Vince, come on, you'll surely tell me Mayo are going to win now.
I would love it. But, you know, from living in Kerry over 40 years and looking at the clubs, what they do every Saturday, not just around this town, but every part of Kerry, it's in their soul. I'd say a Kerry win, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I was hoping for a bit of controversy there now.
No. I think they're playing games, Ivan.
They're playing games. Yeah. Look, Vince and Margaret, look, I hope you enjoy the game. I said, hopefully it will be a Kerry win, but if not, you'll be two great supporters of Mayo as well, and thoroughly deserving of an All-Ireland as well. We'll take a break. We have another piece of Keogh to go before we get our final predictions from the panel before we finish up at 8 o'clock.
Terrace Talk All-Ireland Preview Special, live from the five-star Great Southern Killarney, where sporting passion meets timeless hospitality. GreatSouthernKillarney.com.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, proud to support the heart of Kerry sports.
To the programme, we have another piece of Keogh before we finish up. It's the wonderful Tanya O. This went to number one, Tanya, didn't it, in the iTunes charts, I believe? I'm talking from behind you now.
A couple of weeks ago.
So massive congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tune.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
big
you
round
much.
Of applause for Tanya O. Great to have good Kerry representation. And this one mightn't necessarily be All-Ireland, but lovely, a proud Kingdom song, I think. So Noreen Dollar is going to be playing the guitar, and Tanya O performing A Kingdom Come.
I'll see you later. It's always a joke on the radar. John's on his stool, hid away in the corner. Stay until close, he's working the morning. Sarah from English is home for the weekend. She can't miss the Rose of Tralee. Haven't seen her since the leaving. When I saw her this evening, she's still as pure as the sea. And I still hear the music down Denny Street. Oh, and I, and all of the stories were told. This is our kingdom come, and we dance to the rise of the sun. This is our kingdom is won. Yeah, tell them that we're coming home to the green on the mountains, the gold in the sky, from the sweet taste of heaven to the arms open wide. It's our kingdom come, and we dance to the rise of the sun. This is our kingdom come. That time of year for Jones's road steer, us up to the steps, so we join to the crowd to watch the boys play. Be kings for a day with our hearts so proud. This is our kingdom come, and we dance to the rise of the sun. This is our kingdom is won. Yeah, tell them that we're coming home to the green on the mountains, the gold in the sky, from the sweet taste of heaven to the arms open wide. It's our kingdom come, and we dance to the rise of the sun. This is our kingdom come.
La, 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 la.
Remember the walk in the dark, all the way home from Austin Stacks Park. All of my clothes soaked to my skin, but we're still singing. This is our kingdom come, and we dance to the rise of the sun. This is our kingdom is won. Yeah, tell them that we're coming home to the green on the mountains, the gold in the sky, from the sweet taste of heaven to the arms open wide. It's our kingdom come, and we dance to the rise of the sun. This is our kingdom come. This is our kingdom come. This is our kingdom.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely wonderful. Tanya, brilliant performance. Thank you so much, Tanya, and to Noreen as well. Very, very much appreciated. Lads, we're heading for the Hooter, unfortunately. Andrew Moynihan, I'm going to start with you, sir. What are we thinking for Sunday?
Yeah, Mayo can obviously come in with a lot of confidence. The pressure's on Kerry heading this weekend with the favourites tag. Kerry have had a tougher route to the final than Mayo this year. Mayo haven't played a Division 1 side to get to the All-Ireland final in the All-Ireland series. Kerry have played three. Look, I think Mayo's high press, a lot of people talk about it. They got 21 turnovers against Louth. I think three players for Kerry are going to be very important at the weekend: Gavin White, Paddy Clifford, and Paul Murphy, if he starts. That just getting the ball up out of the field. We can't have 21 turnovers against us at the weekend. And there's one man, David Clifford. I think Mayo's man marker for David Clifford is Oisín Mullen, and he's in Australia. I'd worry about that from a Mayo perspective. He's averaging 8 points a game in the championship, so I am going to lead towards a Kerry win. Will it be closer than what I'm hearing from some people over the last week? I'm going to go Mayo by four, or no, excuse me, I'm going to go Kerry by four.
Oh, it's out. It's out.
Well, the joke's out now. Yeah, that's my true thoughts in the week. But no, Kerry by four for sure. And I'm going to go Paddy Clifford for man of the match.
John, you're sure to give me some better news than that before I fall off this couch.
Yeah, I'd agree with a lot of what he said there. But, you know, we've been really road tested. The beauty about this Kerry team is you look at Dublin, the tactical battle that was on between Joe Brennan and Jack O'Connell and his management team, the matchups, but we had somebody else to kick on. Paddy kicked on the last day. You know, David was, we were told he was playing, he wasn't himself, but he still kicked 1-5. You know, so we have a lot of aces in the pack. It'll be an intriguing tactical battle, I think. You know, who'll be on who for Kerry. That full forward line can be lethal for Mayo. So our full back line will have to be on their toes. But I think when in the call light of day, when everything is said and done, I think that Kerry are favourites, and rightly so. But, you know, it'll be a few points. It certainly won't be what a lot of people are saying. This Mayo team, there's a difference about them. Andy Morton's attitude after the semi-final, I think it put everything in perspective. We are there on merit. Let the Mayo supporters celebrate it. We'll be in our bubble, and we'll come to Croke Park to win the All-Ireland.
Yeah, who'd are about to go, Liam? What do you think?
I think the boys have it all said there, Ivan. I'd agree 100%. I think, you know, we've gone through a bit of hurt this year with the Donegal games. We've learned a lot, and I think that we just have that little bit too much experience around the field. I fancy Kerry by five or plus.
Brilliant stuff. That's what we love to hear. The winner of the two tickets for Thursday night on our text line goes the way of Margaret Carmody, listening all the way in Knockanoor. We've taken the names of people in attendance here. Liam, dip into that foam finger there and pick out one for us. No one can give out to Liam Braston if we have the winner here. Julie Quinn is getting off again on Thursday. Well done, Julie. You're heading to Down for the Match. That's hosted by Thomas Niblock in the Glen Eagle. That's on Thursday evening at 7:30. So if you haven't had enough football chat this evening, you get to go on again Thursday evening. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to all the guests. Last, you have to say up the kingdom.
Terrace Talk All-Ireland Preview Special, live from the 5-star Great Southern Killarney, where sporting passion meets timeless hospitality. GreatSouthernKillarney.com.